Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Here we go. Oh, well, since I was doing this as a job, I'm now wearing glasses and I'm wearing a hat. There was a cat on me, not now, I'm surrounded by pills. I'm going to take a pill during the show, a live experiment in medication. It's prescribed by a doctor. It just happens to be a doctor from China that I met on the internet. So this is welcome. Hello, I'm going to try that again. So this is welcome. Oh, that works. If you're using the apps, I will be changing the title of the show throughout the evening. Here's a good one. There we go. Just sent. I can do that. Thank you. Thank you, Radio.co. Thank you, Radio.co. Let's get this show on the road, shall we, JR? Hello, caller.
Oh, there we go. I can do that.
Something's never changed. Turn your stream off, please, caller.
Let's get this show on the road, shall we?
Is it Ghostbusters 2?
Oh, for God's sakes! I mean, it was worth doing, but it was so low. I'm hoping the volume levels between me and the music are okay. Let me just do that. That's better. I've got a bit more give in the fader. So this is a phone-in show. This is the... I don't even know what this is. This is the Ian Lee... Hang on a minute. Can everyone be quiet? Because told me... Please be quiet, big boy. Is this it?
Call in now on 0203-286-6370.
Okay, that's not it. It's... Oh, but someone has done just that thing. Hello, anonymous caller. Too scared to give your phone number in case I hand it over to the police. Yes, what would you like to say?
Do you want to play a game?
Oh, yes, I do.
Pick a box, pick a number.
Pick a box and pick a number?
Well, pick a number.
Are the numbers on the box? Are the numbers on the box?
1 to 3, pick a number.
What's... A box is out of this game now? We're not doing boxes anymore?
Pick a box, 1 to 3. Stop being clever.
Well, I'm not being clever, it's just you're being very, very dumb. Okay, let's go for number 3.
Oh, you got it wrong, Ian.
Okay, let's try number 2.
You can only have one pick.
Okay, well, I pick number 1 then.
No, what's going to happen? It's going to be very gruesome, Ian. Very sorry for this.
Okay, well, gruesome in what way, sir?
Don't leave the house tomorrow. Bad things is going to happen to you.
Okay, thank you very much indeed. Unfortunately, I need to go out of the house tomorrow, but bad things are going to happen to me, apparently. Okay. I'm sure I had... what's this?
Stay indoors, everyone, please!
I had the wonderful Gina saying a thing about... This was the two-hour pointless... Oh, I don't remember what it's called. I don't remember. 0203-286-6370 is the telephone number. There are 279 of you listening. That's 100 less than last week. I can only assume those 100 people either didn't like it or they're dead. Dead. D-E-A-D. Dead. So this is, let's explain how this is going to go down, all right? And I'm the boss. I'm the boss man here. My name is Ian Lee. I have not been able to get work on a radio station despite winning two Sonys, two or three Arias, a Gillard and some other crappy BBC local one. I don't know what that was. So I have built my own radio station. Thank you, radio.co, for helping. Hello, caller.
You know, you said you've got like 200 and something listeners.
Yes, sir.
Is that the app, or is that telling you through, and I'll say this carefully, the A word in case she starts up again?
Maybe I have got a breakdown. That's 271 listeners in total. 94% of them are in the United Kingdom. I can do it. Look, this is great. Thank you, caller.
It's a pleasure.
You're welcome. 18% are listening on the website. 18% are listening on the Apple app. 17% are listening on the Android app. And 12% are listening on Alexa. Thank you, Alexa.
Oh, you just started her off again.
Thank you. That's what I like to do. I didn't know I had those stats. With radio.co, you too can have those stats. I mean, 54% of you are listening on your smartphone. Grow up. Grow up. I haven't got all of my beds together yet. But boy, oh boy, when I do, it's going to be magic. We'll take anonymous calls tonight. I mean, it's not like we're Ofcom are bothering. Hello, caller. You're on this show.
Hello.
Yeah.
Is my Debbie there?
Okay, this is a Frank Sidebottom. The Frank Spence. Frank. How many famous Franks can you name?
My daddy's gone out of here. He gave me this number to ring.
Okay, the phone in tonight is how many famous Franks can you name? Hello, caller.
Hi, Ian. I have met Tom Baker, Peter Davison, Colin Baker, Sylvester McCoy, Paul McGann, David Tennant. No, I haven't met David Tennant.
Uh-oh, he's out. Thank you. Oh. Oh, 0203 286 6370. This is fun. This is still an experiment. The station hasn't launched properly yet. I'm hoping Monday, November the 8th. I'm hoping that's going to be the launch day. We're kind of getting there. I need more music. Average listening time is 1 minute 32 seconds. Thank you, guys. Thank you. So we're going to do this for an hour or so, like the olden days, and see what happens. Hello, caller.
Where's the Betty now? I don't know.
No, Betty's not here. She lives next door.
Not the Betty.
Yeah, okay. Jeez. I'm starting to see why talk radio let me go. I'm beginning to understand that now. I got to find all of these music beds and reload them somewhere. That's what I need to do. So, this is an experiment. This is like a little test. This is going to be a radio station, Radio Anywhere. If you haven't downloaded the app, do download the apps on Apple and Android. You can ask Alexa, Alexa, play Radio Anywhere. And it kind of pretty much will. And every Monday from now until Kingdom Come, I'm going to be doing... doing the monkeys on setup. No, I'm going to be doing a phone-in show, and if it goes well, excuse me, there's a phone call. If it's Betty again, I'm going to... Yes, hello?
Hello, Ian. How you doing, mate? All right.
Very well, thank you.
It's a good show, this.
Thank you very much. How
long you been doing it?
Sorry?
I know I've seen on Twitter you've been advertising it. How long have you been doing it?
11 minutes and 32 seconds.
Oh, it's the first show.
I like to treat every show as the first show, sir.
Yeah, but is it the first one tonight, is it?
No, sir.
Oh, when did you do another one?
I did one last week. And I'm hoping this one's going to be interesting at some point.
Are you on to midnight, are you?
No. Tell you what, why don't you go and listen, and then it'll be easier then.
Oh, my God. I can see why Debbie Morris let us go. I can see it. It's awful.
can you hear me? 0203-286-6370. You're listening to Radio Anywhere. You could... No, this is not the line. You can listen to Radio Anywhere. You are listening to... I'm doing stuff. When I'm doing stuff. I'm doing stuff. Oh, I know what we need. I think I have broken computer. Hello, sir. I think I've broken the computer. So it's a phoning. Oh, geez. Okay. Well, I keep getting annoyed every time we get a phone call. Normally because they're idiots. Hello, caller.
Hello. How are you?
I'm very well, thank you. How are you, peculiar man, this calling from a withheld number?
Tremendously well tonight. You have a very good show tonight. You have.
Thank you. If people would stop calling me and just let me get on with it, it would be even better.
Is this not a calling show?
Well, it is, but I'd kind
of... Sorry.
Yes, no, it is, but I'd kind of like to...
Yes?
I kind of like to set the show up first.
But shouldn't you do that before doing opening the lines?
Well, or you could just stop calling...
Oh, sure, just drop my fucking remote.
Okay, thank you. Well, go and pick up your fucking remote. There's a good lad. Thank you very much indeed. I mean, really. Who are these people? Sorry, John?
Who are these people?
I don't know, John. I don't know. And it's kind of freaking me out, baby. 314. We're still 60 left than last week. You can call in. We are accepting withheld numbers. Hello, caller.
I can name three, Franks.
Away you go.
Frank Skinner, Frank Lampard, and Frank Ocean.
Who's Frank Ocean?
He's an American rapper.
Okay, I'll give you that. Thank you very much. We're asking for famous Franks. Can you name famous Franks? Can anyone beat three? Hello, caller. Okay, they bottled it. Some people like to phone in and just see if it really is my number, and it really is my number. It really is.
Who is this superhero? Sarge? No. Rosemary, the telephone operator? No. Henry, the mild-mannered janitor?
Could be. Hong Kong Phooey, number one super guy. Hong Kong Phooey, quicker than the human eye. He's got style, a groovy smile, and a mob that just won't stop. When the going gets rough, he's super tough with a Hong Kong Phooey chop. Hong Kong Phooey, number one super guy. Hong Kong Phooey, quicker than the human eye.
Chong tiki tong tiki 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 chong. Is that racist? Holy jackamole. 0203-286-6370. Okay, so what I'm learning from tonight, and I'm going to make a little note on my whiteboard, is I need to get all of my beds onto my laptop. So if anybody has access to Daydream Believer by Lord Sitar, I'm a Believer by the Bledstall Ensemble, Go Your Own Way by the Vitamin String Quartet, and Recorder Quartet, I've Just Seen the Face, then that will be really helpful, plus about 50 others. Hello, caller.
You know, I've tried so hard for so many years to get a catchphrase, and I've never been able to get a catchphrase for the one thing that I love doing, and yet I've been eclipsed by people that don't care as much as I do, and they just effortlessly glide through and get a catchphrase. It's one of the sad ironies of life.
Is that your catchphrase? Because if it is, it's kind of quite long.
It's terrible, isn't it? And that sums it all up. I'm thinking of giving it all up, mate, to be honest.
I really suggest you do. Hello, caller.
Hello.
Yes.
Hi.
Hi there. Yes.
Hi.
Hello.
Oh, right.
You're on.
Yeah, put me on the radio.
Well, in inverted commas, with a small R written in italics. Yes.
Right, okay. I need to tell you something that's happened while I've been listening to you.
You've not got pregnant, have you?
No.
Okay, well, that's a relief.
No, honestly, this is true. I'm in the kitchen,
yes, sir,
listening to you.
Yes.
Finally got my Alexa to work.
Hello, Alexa.
And then a big bang. The lights went out.
Oh.
And the bloody kitchen light shade fell on my head.
Oh, my God. What?
Yeah. So what I'm trying to say, Ian, is I don't think I should be listening to your show anymore. It's bad luck.
It is. Unfortunately, it's the opposite. You have to listen to it. You can't break an exorcism, right? Once an exorcism has started, you're in. If you stop it, it's dangerous. Demons are going to enter you. So you have to stick with this to the very, very end.
Yeah, I'm going to, but I can't go in the kitchen now because there's broken glass on the floor and it's dark.
So has the whole fuse in your house gone?
No, just the kitchen bulb right above my head.
Ooh, spooky electrics.
Yeah, I know.
Okay, I wish you the best luck. I've cut you off, sorry. If anybody has had an experience, if anyone's got blown off in the kitchen, then please do let me know. There was a call there, which I missed. If we missed the call, it's just me. It's just me, no Sam, no Catherine, it's just me, no
yes,
Chris.
Hello there,
yes, you're on the radio.
Hi there, hi, how are you doing?
What can I do for you this evening?
Well, I have some famous Franks for you.
Okay, Doug, if you say French, I'm going to shove the Eiffel Tower up your jacksie.
Zinedine Zidane.
Is his name Frank Zinedine Zidane?
Thierry Henry.
Okay, these aren't Franks. Oh, you mean Frenchmen?
Joan of Arc.
Okay, thank you. And women. Thank you very much indeed. Okay. I'm a Francophile. 0203-286-6370 is the phone number. Brett says the call is crap. By the way, if you want to discuss the show, why would you not? Head over to the Discord where it's all happening, baby. So this is going to be happening every Monday, 10 o'clock till 11. If we can regularly get over 500, I'll tell you what I'm going to say in a second. Hello, caller.
Hello, Sean.
Sorry?
Hello, Sean.
This is Ian.
Did you watch 24 Hours in Police Custody?
Oh, your name's Sean. Who phones up? Who makes a phone call and says hello and then their name? You might say hello.
Sean does.
Goss. Goss and Goss.
Did you watch 24 Hours of Police Custody?
No, I've watched the first 13 hours. I'll watch the rest later on.
The guy got stabbed 19 times. And he got
hang on a minute. Was it suddenly...
Minimum 19 years.
Was it 15 or 19?
He got 15 and he got sent down for minimum 19 years.
Okay, so that's like one and a sixth.
Unbelievable, isn't it?
Well, no, it's quite believable, actually.
Well, it shouldn't be. The justice system should be sorted out.
Gatford says the sound goes up when someone calls in. Here's the thing. I need it more specific than that. Whose sound goes up? Is it all the sound? Is it my sound? Is it the phone? I need more than that, please. I need more than that, Gary. You know that. Well, that's a shame. So this is a new feature, and it's called Sean's Scene. But scene is spelled S-E-E-N.
I'm just watching a programme now, Girlfriend's Breastfeeding the Boyfriends. It's a bit weird, Channel 4.
Oh, I don't like that breastfeedy stuff. Kids, it's fine. Doing that in public, absolutely fine. I would never tell a breastfeeding mother to or father, let's be fair, to go and do it in the lavvy. But boys, men, suckling.
Apparently it's a kinky fantasy. I don't know why people have that fantasy.
Well, people can be people can get stuck in the
put it on. Look,
okay, I'll
Channel
stop talking.
4 breastfeeding my boyfriend. It's weird.
Okay, I won't put it on because I'm busy. But thank you, Gary is giving me technical advice. Your voice goes up when someone calls in. Is Matty there? Matty, can you back this up or Pete, please? Hello, caller.
Oh, good evening, Ian.
Good Nigel. Evening, Nigel.
How are you? Did you have a nice weekend?
Can you hear Big Boy?
When is Halloween? Is it today?
No.
Oh, I thought it was. I sent a Halloween video off to people yesterday.
Was it a Halloween video by any chance?
No.
Okay.
There's one with a mask, you know, there's a comedy thing with a mask.
Yes. Okay.
Have you heard about James Whale? He went on to his honeymoon last week.
Couldn't give a shit.
Well, I thought you were friends together.
Yeah, so did I.
Until you
had a row. Until I got the boot from the station and he didn't reach out to me. So then I thought, screw you. I reached out to you and the whole world was angry with you for laughing at someone telling a story about being raped. I reached out to you to see if you're okay. You couldn't do it for me. Get stuffed.
Yeah, not nice, is it?
No, it's not nice.
How is Catherine at the moment?
I don't know.
Yeah, but is she going to be working with you as well on the same show? Sometime?
Well, but here's the thing. She's going to be on the station at some point if she wants to. We will probably end up doing something together. But this station is kind of, Catherine is my best friend and I absolutely love her. She's my queen and she's my goddess. And she will do something on here if she wants. I'm enjoying doing this at the moment. Mm. And also It feels important to have something different from the show that we do together.
Oh, of course, but you are good friends. And
no,
and
I hate the woman. I hate the woman.
Oh, my brother thought that you was serious friends together. Ooh,
your brother thought we were serious friends. Yeah.
But you know, like you were staying together in the same house. You know.
Okay, like the monkeys.
Like she was sleeping at your house, but she's not. She wasn't, was she?
She has slept at my house from time to time. She has slept at my house, yes. Matty, can you tell me about the audio, please?
Hard to drive home and things.
Yes, so sometimes it's very late. Matty, can you tell me how noticeable is the increase in the audio, please? We are serious friends. Catherine and I are serious friends. We're also silly friends as well.
Are you going to do those shows? The ones where you get together in London in a pub with the big shows where you entertain a lot of people. We have to get a ticket.
We're not in London. We're doing one in Luton, but we're not doing them in London.
The other side of London, isn't it, Luton?
I mean, everything's the other side of London. everything's the other side of London, right?
From Kent, it is.
Yes.
I should live in London, really. It won't be so far away.
Well. I mean, there's some logic in that, but then you'd be far away from your house.
Well, I'd have to move a lot of stuff. I've got too much stuff to move.
Yeah, well, you don't want to...
Oh, I didn't tell you. Sorry. I've had a really pains where your kidneys are for the last week. Because I had a bike...
Doors, everyone, please!
Yep. I'm sorry. Nope. Continue.
Kidney pain, you might well meet lower back pain, and it's been going on for a week now. I had it when I last spoke to you, and I haven't fell off my bike or had an accident or anything. It's just a sudden, like, because I told you I had a water infection, now it's moved up to my kidney area. And I'm just wondering whether it's muscular.
Have you spoken to a doctor?
Yes, they said come back, try to talk to him this week, which I will, but I was hoping it would go off.
It doesn't always... I'm going to go off in a minute. Mm. It doesn't always go off. Go and see... go and see a doctor. Would you like to sing a song?
Finish off with a song, yeah, all right. It's a shame the signal isn't very clear, isn't it?
Signal's great.
Is it a bit better? Yeah, but you're a bit muffly. It's probably coming better off at the other end.
Okay... it's coming off at the other end. Okay. Ladies and gentlemen, here is Nigel singing your song. Nigel, over to you. Thank you very much.
I do Fly Me to the Moon.
Yes, please.
Fly me to the moon and let me play among the stars. Let me see what spring is like on Jupiter or Mars. In other words, hold my hand. In other words, darling, kiss me. Fill my heart with and let me sing forevermore, because you are all I long for, all I worship and adore. In other words, please be true. In other words, I love you, Scooby-Dooby-Doo.
Okay, so I am being told by my erstwhile producer, Catherine Boyle, that my mic volume goes up when a call comes in. It's something we have to fix. So it's got to be Skype. What if I do this? Oh, hang on. If I do this. Hello, caller.
All right, mate. Is the answer India?
No, it's Ghostbusters 2, unfortunately. Does that make any difference? I'll try it again. Hang on. Hello, caller.
Hello, caller. All right, mate. Is the answer India?
Oh, geez. Turn off your feed. Mr. Call. Let's try this. If anyone's got any idea as to why it will go up when Skype is on. The caller is louder.
Hi, Ian. Hello.
Hello.
It's me.
Hello, Alistair. I'm now obsessing about the fact that my voice gets louder, apparently noticeably, when we take a Skype call, and that is going to drive me insane.
It sounded fine to me, but, you know, I'm 60 getting on a bit. Hang on. Alexa, off.
You call it Alexa.
Yeah, it's great on the Alexa. I love it.
Yeah.
Also, I love your banter. It's just like listening to you. You know, years ago. Well, not years ago.
Shut up. Shut up and get on with it.
The thing is, right, I've just got back from a meeting and someone was in my bloody parking space, weren't they? In the I own, it's my land.
Bloody
right?
Bastards.
It was the neighbour, so I knocked on the door. I'm going to be quiet now. And the guy who is a new neighbour,
yeah,
right, he brought his family over. The family seems to have disappeared a bit.
Okay.
And he came down,
bordering on racism,
mounted in his underpants, and there were two blokes behind him.
Okay.
What's going on, Ian, please?
Well, it could be, they might be his tailors, and he's asking them to take his trousers down. They could be gay men. They could be hot. They could be having a wrestle. Could be wrestlers. Could be wrestlers.
I don't know. It's very odd.
Let's just be honest, Alistair. You're jealous, all right? That's all it is.
I'm lonely. Oh, please present me somebody.
Goodbye. 0203 286 6370. Right, on a scale. Why would it be doing that when the call, when Skype, hang on a minute, I wonder if I can fix this. Because this isn't even a real show, right? We're hovering around 329. I was saying if we could get over, oh, geez, I'm trying to fix things. Hello, caller.
Hello, yes, Frank.
Yes. Well, I need a surname for it to count as a famous Frank.
Let's go with Chorizo or... bratwurst, andouille.
Go on, keep going. Keep going.
Get it. I mean, I've run out of sausages.
Confidence. It's too high. Play lower, please.
Frankfurter sandwiches, Frankfurter sandwiches. I think I've just fixed the audio, so that's something. Frankfurter sandwiches. Let's try this one. This is one.
Sandwiches, Frankfurter sandwiches. How his baby loves those Frankfurter sandwiches, Frankfurter sandwiches. He tried to win me with love.
When they say Frankfurter, they mean penis, right? Right?
Sweetness, till he found out his baby's weakness. Every night I whisper, thanks for the sandwiches, thanks for the sandwiches. But he feels there's something wrong. Instead of me billing and cooing, all I keep doing is chewing. Frankfurter sandwiches all night long.
Venus, I think I've worked out the audio issues. Let's try it with this caller. The voice should be the same. Hello, caller.
Who are you banging, Catherine?
In what context?
Yeah, fucking a lock.
Sorry?
Fucking a lock.
You're a very potty mouth piece of shit, aren't you? Calling from a withheld number and being obscene like that.
Yeah,
why don't you go and fuck off, you absolute milk? Get the fuck out of here. Speak about a lady or a gentleman like that. Hello, caller.
How about Frank E, I think it stands for Edwin, Gosta Hollywood?
Fucking hell. can we get the twat back instead, please? Can we get the twat back? 0203-286-6370 is the telephone number if you want to give us a call.
Hello?
Yes?
Hello, Ian?
I fixed the... Oh, no, that's on the 31st. I fixed the volume because I'm great. Hello, how may I help you?
Oh, hello. A bit of a strange one. I need to ask your opinion on something.
Away you go.
Thank you. It's very strange to hear you using indoor language as well. I haven't got over that yet.
Yep.
I haven't got a problem. It's just a novelty. I'm enjoying it.
I don't like to, but when someone phones up and says something as vulgar as that, then I will teach them a lesson.
Why not? Enjoy yourself.
Thank you.
This is my conundrum.
Okay.
I'm going to see John Lydon in a couple of weeks.
Okay.
For his book tour. Is it going to be gash? I keep thinking it's going to be really good, and then I keep seeing clips of him talking and thinking, oh, it's going to be awful.
I've
got to go all the way to London.
What would make it good for you?
If he was singing, you know, Public Image Limited songs from the early 80s, well, I don't think I'm going to get that.
No, it's a book tour. He's just going to be talking and going, ah, well, Malcolm likes to think it was all him. But really, I knew Sid when he was a lad. It'll be that, won't it?
I don't need to go now. You've done it for me.
Thank you very much indeed. He's an interesting storyteller. We had Lydon on the show, and he was a delight. He was a delight, and we weren't going to mention the P word, but he was the one. Of course, when punk came out, isn't it? It's Steptoe. Hello there.
Hello, Ian.
Yes?
Oh, well, I thought we could talk about car trouble because I heard you having some.
Oh, shitting hell. Oh. So. My car, I mean, it's boring, but it's expensive, and that means a lot to me. So my car, I was driving to the village of Princes Risborough, which is about a 10-minute drive away, and I got about a third of the way there, and I couldn't put it in gear. It would not go in gear, and I was at a roundabout, and I had the hazards on. I managed to get it into second gear, and I drove it all the way to a garage in second gear, kind of bunny, and I couldn't stop. So I had to slow down when there was traffic and just hope that I could keep on going. And I got there and I said, the car is like that. And they said, all right, we'll have a little look at it. And I stayed to have a coffee. And then as I was about to walk home, I saw the guy driving my car. And I said, what's going on? He said, I think I fixed it, right? He said, I've fixed it so that it seems to be working. There was a little bit of air in there. Now, that will either fix it forever or it's a temporary fix and you're going to need a brand new clutch. Brand new clutches, I bought one last year. They're £1,500. And so I drove my car tonight to a meeting and I don't know, maybe I'm imagining it wouldn't go into gear, but I've got a long drive on Thursday and I'm dreading it. So what I'm going to do, caller, you asked, is even though I can't afford it, I'm going to get my car cleaned tomorrow. I can afford that. And I'm going to go and look at maybe getting a new car. And I'm dreading it because I'm broke. I am broke. And I do not want to get sucked into one of those HP Never Never deals. But I'm going to look at new cars.
I hear you.
What's going on with you?
I'm going to be in the same position.
Go on.
Because you said the Prince. Is that where you were going? What is that?
Excuse me, what? Who are you talking to?
Prince's Risborough. It's a village.
Oh, Prince's Risborough. Not the Prince's in Risborough.
No.
I was confused. So, all I can say is at least it's not a gearbox, because that would be even more expensive.
Okay.
I was bombing along the motorway and my gearbox went, and it kept jumping out of gear.
Oh.
which when you're going in the fast lane is particularly scary.
Yes.
But that wasn't the most recent one. The most recent one was when I broke down on the M6 just after midnight.
Okay. Are you just going to tell me breakdown stories that happened?
Well, that one was my most interesting one.
Okay. Well, if that was the most interesting one, we'll move on. Thank you. 0203286. 6370 is the phone number if you want to give us a call. Some of you are new. Some of you don't know this radio persona. Get used to it. So, go find me your new car. Oh, don't twisty. I considered it. Jeez. You know what it's like? I've just bought a robot cat for £9,000. I haven't worked really since June of last year. And now I've got to get a new car. Second hand. But, oh, man. Yes, Gary. I tell you what, Gary, why don't you say hello to this person? Hello? Or maybe they've gone. Hello?
Hello?
They've gone. They bottled it. I was going to put you through to
bottler.
An anonymous.
Oh, what a shame.
Yep.
Got a quick question for you. Bit of a bad shoulder. Found a local massage place that does a head, neck and shoulder massage.
I went for a wonderful massage just a few days ago.
May I finish the question, please?
Tell you what, why don't you ask this person who's calling in?
Okay.
Oh, it won't work. I can't put them through to you. That's a shame. Okay. Well, okay. Oh, well. Please ask the question.
Is £25 for half an hour a decent price?
That's good. Yeah, it's normally... I paid £60 for an hour. It works out generally about £1 a minute.
Good. And did it help you?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I don't... yes, it did. But also, for me, having an hour-long deep tissue massage... That is like a real treat for me. It's a real treat.
Yep.
And I do it, if I could afford it, I would do it every month. I can't, but I get one maybe once every 3, 4, 5 months. It's a real treat. I come out, feel it. It feels very self-indulgent and it feels, in a good way. It's for me. It's for me. No one else is going to benefit from it. It's just me. And I love it. I love it.
So it's not something you need that regularly. It can help you, and it can help for a long time.
I needed it the other day because I couldn't walk properly. I was in pain. But no, it's just it's wonderful. I think it's a wonderful, wonderful thing, and I absolutely love it. I love a good massage. I like it quite. I like it quite aggressive. I like it deep.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Tell me.
No.
Okay. So I'm going to get it done. I'll
be a bit. Okay, well, that's something, I suppose. 0203286637. No, so this is Radio Anywhere.
Download the app and listen to Radio Anywhere.
You got that. Hang on. Someone called... The Joff Show. Hang on a minute. The Joff Show is tweeting me. Joff Show. Someone was talking about you earlier on, Joff Show. So that's Joff Show there, guys. Yes. Okie dokie. So this is going to be a radio station, Radio Anywhere. Right? Radio Anywhere, it's happening. And this is it. There we go. Thank you very much, Roger. I like that. That's getting a retweet. So this is Radio Anywhere, and you can listen on app. There's an app for Apple, for Google. Oh, I wish people would stop calling in. What do you want?
You got some idiots.
Got to be quicker than that. App for Google, Apple. You can have it on Alexa. Alexa, play Radio Anywhere. You can also go to radioanywhere.live. Oh, if you go to tlna.co.uk, there's Radio Anywhere merch. Thank you. And so I'm kind of hoping... We launch on November the 8th, and it's going to be a mix of, like, I want it to be kind of primarily speech. And for me, let me explain what it is I'm trying to do here, guys. For me, the key area of radio that is missing in my life, so I'm going to build the station that I would like to listen to, right? And the key area, hello, dear listener, the following show contains adult themes and indoor language. That means
well, I'm not the kind to kiss and tell.
I'll get round to it in a minute. I just want to hear this.
I've never been with anything less than a man. So fine. I've been on fire with Sally Field, gone fast with a girl named Bo. But somehow they just don't end up as mine.
die for living in the movies and TV. But the hardest thing I ever do is watch my leading ladies kiss some other guy while I'm bandaging my knee. I might fall from a tall building, I might roll a brand new car, 'cause I'm the unknown stuntman that made Redford such a star. I've never spent much time in school, but I taught ladies plenty. It's true, I hire my body out for pay.
Hey, hey!
I've gotten burned over Cheryl Teagues, blown up for Rocky Welch. But when I wind up in the hay, it's only hay.
Hey, hey!
I might jump an open drawbridge or tie them from a car, but I'm the unknown stuntman. This was such a fine job. So here's what's going to happen. Let me go through it. Right. Okay. So I'm going to create the radio station that I want to hear. And for me, the key radio listening time is 7 in the evening till midnight. That's for me is where it's missing, right? The rest of it, I'm not bothered about. So I am going to focus on someone's left a voice message.
I forgot it was Monday. I missed half the show.
Idiot. The focus is going to be between 7 p.m. to midnight, right? And that is, I was going to look at the schedule today, but instead I had to worry about my flipping car. So for me, it's going to be, I'm going to be doing Monday nights, 10 o'clock live. And then I have a series of shows and podcasts that we're going to put out at different things. So some of the ones we've got so far, right? The computer game show, you know, David Turner's and the team. We've got the computer game show. We've got the Fadson pod, which is just great. I cannot wait for you to listen to that. The Muggy Bonehead show, but I've spelt Bonehead incorrectly. I've called it Bonhead. Well, let's change that. And that is like being on acid, but on acid. I think that's quite a funny joke, that. I like that. It's like being on acid, but on acid. There is also the Nerdy T-Shirt Club. They are great. Our friend Pete is going to be doing Theme On, which I am really, really looking forward to. And there's one more that we're going to do. But I can't. I've suddenly got overwhelmed because everyone's sending me their entire back catalogues, and I am overwhelmed, and I'm a little bit kind of behind doing that. So I'm going to build a schedule around those shows. Let me just update the Muggy Bonehead show. Let's get this spelled out correctly. I'm going to build a schedule around those shows, primarily between 7 and midnight, then they'll get repeated throughout the day, and there'll be music throughout the day. I need to update the music. There'll be music throughout the day and repeats, okay? How much time do I dedicate to this, doing this bit live? I don't really know. The 500 figure. If we can get 3 weeks in a row where the listening figures are over 500, then I will go to doing 2 shows a week, right? And 2 shows, I will commit to doing 2 90-minute shows live a week. But I really want to get, I don't know why I have this figure in my head, but if I want to get 500 listeners or more consistently for 3 weeks, and I will do that. At the moment, 364, which is about what it was last week. So we need to get more. what else? There is going to be a podcast of this show. There's a podcast of last week's. What we are going to do, Catherine and I have decided that, you know, the old rabbit hole podcast feed. I don't really know what you type in. Do you type, let's have a look. Do you type in rabbit hole or the late night alternative? I'm going to go to my Google podcast app. Let's type in the rabbit hole. Let's have a little look. Nope, that's not there. Let's try it. The rabbit hole, Ian Lee. See? God, no. But the first one that comes up is Radio Anywhere, Testies. Is that us, Catherine? Is that us? Oh, no. Oh, look, you've rebranded it. Oh, that's interesting. So you look at, if you go for the rabbit hole Ian Lee, or possibly, let me try, the late night alternative. Yeah, it comes up, the Radio Anywhere logo. Click on that and subscribe to that, right? And we need to, Catherine, maybe we could email, maybe you could email Acast and ask them how we get it so to change so that when we type in Radio Anywhere, that pops up. That would be kind of handy. Maybe if you type in Radio Anywhere, Ian Lee. No, it doesn't work. So you're looking for the rabbit hole with Ian Lee or the late night alternative. We're going to be putting the podcast of my shows up on there. So last week's show is up. This week's show will be up at some point. Won't be putting out the other people's shows because they own those shows. And they are available on other podcast services. And some of them are on community radio. And so the shows that we play here, I have no ownership over them. I endorse them. I back them. But those people own them. And I'm just hoping that we can get some kind of nice cross-fertilization of people's fans. And, you know, that's what I'm kind of hoping for. So it comes up as Radio Anywhere. Recording. Thank you, Pete. So hang on a minute. Catherine, is that Catherine messaging me? It may still be processing. Well, the pictures have come through, Catherine, but not that. Okay. So subscribe to that. Really, really subscribe to that. That's going to help. And my live shows and any shows that Catherine does are going to be released as podcasts on that feed. But this show will get repeated as well quite a bit. We've got a voice message.
Hi, Ian. It's Ross. You can use, there's an app called Broadcast Using This Tool where you can stream audio. And it's got a built-in processor. You can fiddle around the settings, so you don't have to worry too much about all your microphone and music settings and all that being sort of really even.
I hate it.
That will do it all for you. Anyway, a little bit of a geeky call there, but it's called Broadcasting Using This Tool. You might find that useful for the stream. That's really good. I've used it quite a bit.
The broadcast.
Anyway, loving the show. Goodbye.
Thank you, Ross. Hello, Ross. I'm going to write that down and probably never, ever use it. Broadcast Users Tool. Hey, Ross was loud. What? You're joking. You're joking. 0203-286-6370 is the telephone number if you want to give us a call. So that is kind of the thinking behind it. I am overwhelmed at how much work there is to do. There is a lot of work to do, and it is doing my nutting. And I've already reached the stage quite some time ago of thinking, oh, geez. I don't want to do this. This is a pain in the ass. But I think I might have worked through that. I don't know. But it is a pain in the ass. So I don't know. Ross was deafening. How is that possible? I have no idea how that... I mean, let's try that again. So this is Ross.
Hi, Ian.
He is loud, right? He is loud. What if I do... Hang on, just try something. This is for me.
It's Ross. You can use... there's an app called Broadcast Using This Tool where you can stream audio, and it's got a built-in processor.
That's better, right?
You can fiddle around the settings, so you don't have
That's
to worry
better,
too
right?
much about all your microphone and music settings
That's
and all
better,
that
right?
being sort of really even, because that will... do it all for you. Anyway.
Nope. Okay, well, that, it's funny. That's his call is about that. And tell me about it.
Yes.
Okie dokie.
Oonga, 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 shanga, oonga, oonga, oonga.
That was a bit better. Okay, well, wonder why... hang on a minute. It doesn't matter. I'm not going to get involved into that. 0203-286-6370 is the telephone number if you want to give us a call. So here's what we need to make this show regular. We need over 500 listeners. And we need some callers. How do you get the Radio Anywhere podcast? I kind of just explained it, right? Yeah. Do it again? No worries. If you go onto your podcast catcher and look for The Rabbit Hole with Ian Lee or The Late Night Alternative, up will pop a podcast that has the Radio Anywhere logo. Click on that and subscribe. Hello, caller.
Hey. Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Okay, let's try this one. Hello, caller.
What's up?
What's up?
I've got Frank Zappa.
Yep.
Frank Bruno.
Yep.
Frank Dettori.
Yeah.
And Frankie, do you remember me?
Frankie! I got bullied for buying that single. Actually, I don't think I did, but I bought it and I was ashamed for buying it and I kept it a secret.
You loser.
Oh, that's harsh. I did. Ooh. I bought that song. And I was so embarrassed at buying it because for some reason, this is a 12-year-old boy thinking, I thought it was gay, right? And I use that word deliberately. Yeah, Famous Franks. But, you know, as a 12-year-old boy, I thought, oh, my God, buying this in some way indicates that I am gay. Insane thinking, right? Insane thinking. But because it was so so it was so upbeat. It was a pink cover. It was all of that stuff. And I kept it a secret. But it's a great, great song. Great song. Yeah, what do you want?
Did you hear about the actress that got stabbed?
I don't want to hear about that. I don't want to hear about that. 0203-286-6370. And this setup is just me. It's just me. At home, on my own. Roger makes a good point. To be honest, Ian, I'm hoping this takes off and becomes so big it becomes the main thing. I'd 100% keep my Patreon support to support the station. You raise an interesting point. This is separate from the Patreon, and this is separate from what me and Catherine do. Catherine is my best friend, my queen. I love her. She's my goddess. And she is welcome to... She's helping out with the production. She's welcome to come and do anything she wants on here. Catherine, I know you're listening. I'm enjoying doing this thing on my own, right? But we will do stuff together. And of course we do. I know we work brilliantly together. We've won many awards. What was the point I was going to make? Oh, but this project is separate from, at the moment, from the Twitch and from the Patreon stuff. And I think it has to stay that way for a while. Here's the thing. A couple of people have said, oh, I think this is going to be bigger than you think. And I have not allowed myself to dare to believe that because it has been so crap since we lost our jobs at Talk Radio. It's been so crap. It's been such hard work. You know, we are working now harder than we've ever worked in our lives, and I'm earning less than I've earned at any point in the last 24 years, right? 23 years. So I dare not dream that this might become something. I don't quite see how. Richard says it's strange because this is audio. I imagine it's coming from a different studio. It's not. It's coming from exactly the same seat. But if you want to believe Frankenstein, thank you, Brett. If you want to believe it's coming from another place, then that's great. That means it's working. It's working, right? I do not... Oh, this guy going again. Yes, hello? What?
Honestly, don't cut me off. It's a good joke.
Okay. It's, I, frankly, I don't give a damn. Oh, jeez. This is the joke guy again. We're taking no more calls. Yes?
Don't cut me off. Can I tell the joke?
So, I don't want to believe, I don't see how this can become big, right? I don't see how it can become big. We've got a few sponsors. We're going to start taking sponsors from November the 8th, £75 a week for a minimum of 4 weeks, right? That's nothing. That is nothing. And for that, you'll be getting live reads during the shows. You'll be getting, during my show, you'll be getting adverts played throughout the day, and you'll get a spot on the radioanywhere.live website. Right? 75 quid a week. That's nothing. But if I got five of those, I don't know what that is. I don't actually know. 75, 150, 300. That's 300, 3, 6, 9, 12. That's 1,500 quid a month. Oh, suddenly, suddenly it's interesting. So I've written to some companies, and they've rightfully said, well, yeah, but we don't know if it's anyone's going to listen. So if you are a shop, an independent businessman, woman, if you are a streamer, if you're a podcaster, this is a great opportunity, right? I will advertise, broadcast using this tool. Right, hang on. I will advertise you for 75. Sorry, I'm doing multiple things at once. There's a surprise. Oh, stop picking on Clive Ball. Stop picking on Clive Ball. That's not nice. Sorry, miles away. 75 quid a week. So if you are a streamer, a podcaster, a shop, a company, and you want me to plug you, and I will do a great job of it, and you'll get live reads, and you'll get adverts, and you'll get space on the website, then please email me. radio@radioanywhere.live. I've got an email address. And if you've got the Google app, you can email me on that. There's a contact button. Click it. Why the hell don't you? For crying out loud. 0203-286-6370 is the phone number. Let's get this, what is the phrase?
Let's get the bloody thing going.
Come on, guys. Come on, let's get this bloody thing going, shall we? Let's do it. We have a station, we have an audience, we have a phone number, we can do whatever we want. Hello, caller.
New woman. Hey, best friend in the world. Honestly, it's boobies. Honestly, if you don't want the male, he just prefers the boobies.
I would say thank you, but I don't mean it. I enjoy this. I miss doing this as a job. This is a great job, right? I mean, it's not real. It's not real work. It's funny doing, because I'm not looking at an image of myself. I imagine that I'm doing it somewhere else as well. A lot more microphone technique going on, guys. A lot more microphone technique is going on here than normal.
Who are these people?
I don't know, John.
Who are these people?
I don't know, Mystery Man.
Who are these people?
It's the John Gaunt Choir. Hello, caller.
You say Witherspoon, and I'll say no, with a knife. And then you laugh.
I don't think jokes about people being stabbed, particularly women.
It's just a joke, Ian. Come on, light it up.
Yeah, there's been quite a few stories in the paper recently of women being murdered, so...
No. Oh, don't take it that way. It's a joke. You'd be fun at parties.
Well, I wouldn't be doing jokes about women getting stabbed, so I'd be more fun than you. And that's partly why I don't like jokes, because when people get called out for jokes not being funny, they get aggressive. They get aggressive, and it's just a joke. Yeah, okay, but you know it's not funny, and some people might find it offensive. And that you could make the Witherspoon with a knife joke. You could make that work without it involving a woman being murdered. You know what I mean? He'll call back. He'll call back. He always calls back. And hopefully he'll call back and he will have a conversation about it, as opposed to being an entitled little prick. 0203 286 6370 is the telephone number if you want to give us a call. We're looking for famous Franks. We're asking, has your grandmother ever met anybody famous? And, you know, pretty much anything you want. We've done an hour. Wow.
Bill's had his fill of young males.
Just bear with me a second. Yes?
Yeah, I will have a discussion about it.
Okay, well, can you drop the attitude?
Well, there's no attitude, it's just a joke, and you're taking it serious.
Not,
why?
Not talking about the joke, I'm talking about your voice now. There's attitude in your voice now, so can you drop that?
No, no attitude, mate. No, call as anything, mate.
Literally is attitude.
No, call as anything.
Don't sound it.
No, I'm cool, mate. Okay. You're the one sounding a bit... You're the one sounding a bit aggy. You all right?
Could you understand why some people might find a joke about a woman being stabbed upsetting?
You know the main point of this?
No, could you answer the question? No. Answer the question. We'll have a discussion. Don't you go off on your tangents. Answer the question.
Calm down. It's a joke.
Could you answer the question?
Can I understand people? Yeah, I can understand people who don't get jokes.
Oh, do you know what? Go and fuck off, you prick. I can't be bothered. If you're not going to have the conversation, then I'm not bothered. Who is that guy? Hang on a minute.
Who are these people?
I recognise his voice. He's called in and not been funny before, right? He's called in and not been funny before. Hey, man.
Hello.
I miss you, Paul. I really miss you. I know you're busy and life is going off in wonderful directions for you, which means we don't get to, you know, have you your presence as often as we would like. But it's lovely to hear your voice.
Well, likewise. I pop in when I can, but I can't always stay for very long. But I'm loving this.
Thank you.
This is magnificent and lovely. But equally, I'm also missing a little soupçon of the good lady Catherine Boyle.
Yeah.
Who I was wondering if you might consider adding a little news bulletin from the good lady Boyle, pre-recorded, just to add a little bit of on the top of the hour variety.
Well, isn't that interesting? I would find that I cannot speak for her. I think that would be demeaning to ask her.
Okay.
I think it would be in that respect, because she is so much, she is infinite light years beyond that. But also, no, because I'm really enjoying doing this show. I'm not really enjoying doing the radio mission. The radio station is a solo mission, because actually it's a lot of work. But I'm enjoying, at the moment, doing this show as a little solo mission. Partly, it reminds me of what I used to be able to do with incredible ease. I can't do it as easy these days. It reminds me of what I used to be able to do with ease.
Right. It sounds like it's easy for you, though. That's interesting.
It is for an hour. An hour's easy, right? Because an hour I've not even warmed up. I am nervous and reluctant to do a two-hour show two or three nights a week, because then you're, an hour's nothing. You could come and do an hour, Paul. It would be easy for you to do. Wouldn't sound the same as this, but you could do it. But 2 hours a night for three nights a week, that's when it gets tricky. You know, because we've got the novelty. People have got the novelty of a phone-in show to me for the first time in like 18 months. That novelty wears off very, very quickly, and then it becomes a little bit harder. I don't know. I'm enjoying doing this on my own, and I think I need to do this on my own to exercise some demon. To I don't know why, but I need to do this.
Okay. Oh, that's cool. And I meant the good lady Boyle. No offense by making that suggestion.
Oh, and I'm sure I can't. Again, I can't speak for him, and I am kind of speaking for her, but I can't speak for her, so I won't speak for her. How are you doing? What is going on in your life?
Everything. The season has opened. I'm everything's happening all at the same time, and I don't have much time to stop and take stock anymore, which is a shame. But sleep becomes a much more precious thing.
Mm.
Not sleeping enough. But life is happening.
Did we learn anything from lockdown?
No, actually, no, that's not fair. I think those that are open to such things have learned and will continue to learn and grow and to be grateful and appreciative. But equally, there are very, very, very many people who can't be bothered. Someone I was speaking to about all of this, I think sometime last week, said if the rhetoric surrounding wearing of masks had been you wear a mask, you protect yourself, there would be no debate today about whether masks are useful or not.
Right.
But the fact is that I wear my mask to protect you means that for some people, they simply can't be bothered.
Mm. Yeah. Yeah. I'm waiting for someone to call me out on wearing a mask because I've got a great put down, but no one's called me out on wearing a mask.
Please share.
Okay, so what I need is a very specific calling out that has to happen. I need to walk past someone while I'm wearing a mask and for them to say, "Oi, you know you don't need to wear a mask anymore." At which point I turn to them and say, "Yeah, you know you don't need to be a C anymore." And then I walk away. But that has not, and I'm ready for it every time, but no one has called me out for it. And I think that's such a great line.
It's a good line.
But no one's called me out, so maybe everything is fine. I don't know.
Yeah. Well,
Oh, man.
I have a friend who's visiting the country from Singapore, had a cold on Thursday, and today he's tested positive for COVID.
Oh, no.
Yeah. Been in Singapore, where it's been all, you know, very well managed, here for a couple of days and it's got to see.
I hate this country and I hate the people that run it and I hate some of the people that live in it. This whole Nadine Dorries thing.
Oh, gosh.
When the guy with the glasses, I can't remember his name, one of the political reporters in the BBC was being filibustered by Boris Johnson, the Prime Minister. And he said, "No, Prime Minister, you will answer this question," or something like that. And Nadine Dorries, who is the culture secretary, my God, I didn't know that. She said, "Well, that's cost the BBC a lot of money." That's the game. That's North Korea, man.
Yeah, but we've been there for a while. Honestly, the way that the news has been crafted by the BBC, maybe the last, no, I'd say since Brexit really got its teeth stuck in, it's not been authentic, sadly. When I lived abroad, the BBC was my anchor to, you know, proper coverage of the news.
Yeah.
I remember there was a riot taking place. It was a riot. There was, you know, water cannon and police and helicopters and stuff going on just down the end of my road. I turned on the local news. I couldn't see a thing. I turned on the BBC and I saw coverage of what was going on at the end of my road.
Right.
They were on it. They were there doing it. And this last weekend, after the vote to allow water companies to pump raw sewage into our rivers and seas.
Oh yeah.
There's not been a word in the press about this.
Do you know there hasn't? And I only know it because Miranda Sawyer retweeted a thing about Jacob Rees-Mogg voting for it. Otherwise, I wouldn't have known.
Exactly. That's where we are now, today.
But the thing is, there is no way back. Once you've gone this far, you cannot go back.
We can, but really, and this is the thing which continues to astonish me and so many people, is we need a focal point. We need someone or a group of people to say, we are demonstrating on this day.
Right.
And this is our last chance, because we're fast approaching our last chance before they, you know, they're able to arrest you for existing and looking at somebody the wrong way. We're very close to that now, sadly.
I forget. There's a guy, he posts daily videos on YouTube. His name's Phil something. I can't remember. I retweeted him a couple of days ago.
Phil McCavity?
I don't think so.
Okay,
no.
Just checking.
God. He starts every video by saying, all right, my name's Phil. I like talking about politics.
Okay, all right.
And they're all about 10 minutes long. They are, and he's very insightful. He knows his stuff. He knows his stuff. The one that he posted a couple of days ago, I was so shocked. Well, not shocked, saddened by it, because, you know, he just spoke about the trajectory and where we are now. I had to retweet it, but not on the account that you might happen upon.
I know you have. An alternative account.
That one, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, alarming. The progression, I forget what it is, but it's to do with us and our relationship with Europe and how that actually blows back against us and the finances in this country, and ultimately where that ends up with you and I having zero say and zero control. Oh, no, this is to do, and oh my goodness. It's coming back to me in little dribs and drabs.
Okay.
This is to do with the government circumventing parliament and judicial review. And that's what's up for grabs now. I saw a little headline earlier saying David Davis is going to rebel against this because it sets a worrying precedent for democracy. He is so right. We are teetering on the edge.
If David Davis is,
Yeah, exactly.
Wow, man. Ah, man. Well, thanks for cheering me up, Paul. Always lovely to talk to you, mate. Have a lovely, blessed evening, my friend.
You're welcome.
I'll see you later on.
Cheers.
Ta-ra. Ah, you know what I need?
A buckle of drugs and no top on.
Yes, please. Yes.
I'm offended you called me a prick.
Okay.
I want an apology, Ian.
Okay.
Are you going to give me one?
Beg your pardon?
Are you going to give me an apology?
Oh. No.
Why?
Because I think you're a prick.
That's not nice, is it? How about me and you, right? How about we do a boxing match for charity? Me and you.
I was strung out on heroin.
I don't... No. I don't think so, no.
I'll come to house, yeah? Me and you. We'll have a boxing match for charity.
No, we won't. We won't.
Settle it in the ring, like men.
We won't. We won't. I don't like doing things for charity.
Why?
Well, why would I do things for charity? I would do things because I believe in them, and then separately, I would give money to charity.
We can dress up like men. We can be like Peaky Blinders. All of dressed up as men. Well, proper men. And
I mean, the ring. I mean, I'm dressed up as a man right now, and as much as wearing trousers and a shirt. I mean, I don't know what dressing up as a man...
Have you got a flat cap you can wear?
Well, I am wearing a baseball cap at the moment. Is that manly?
No, a flat cap.
Okay. Okay. I'm not going to dress up as a man with you.
Are you going to apologise to me?
I thought we'd established that already.
You can't go, man, calling people pricks.
Well, I can when they are pricks.
You can't on a radio show. It's naughty.
Right. Okay. Well, I have, and I did, and I wish you a very good evening. You prick. And it's something, isn't it? It really is something. And see, then the numbers drop to 300. Great numbers, but that idea of getting, here's the thing. I just worried about putting in so much work into this for like 6 months and getting nowhere again.
Stop thinking about it, you goddamn piece of trash.
Are you ever going to finish?
Yeah, very soon. Very, very soon. 0203-286-6370. What's this? Okay. 0203-286-6370 is the phone number. To make a phone-in work, you need a really big pool of listeners so that you can get quite a lot of callers. Dave, I see you calling. I'll call you back in a second. I've gone to this call first. Hello, caller.
You're right, it's Turner's.
All right, Turner's, how you doing, mate? I like it. This is like the evening talk now. So forget the mornings.
Chill time.
It's all a bit. Oh, hello. Yes. Hello, Ian. It's David Turner's here. And James is a melt. Now it's the evening.
How have you recorded that call?
It's the evening. And forget that last guy. We're dressed like men. All right.
That's right, butt naked. You were talking about being, you wanted to be confronted about wearing a mask.
Yeah.
Well, that happened to me about, I think it was about 2 or 3 months ago.
Okay.
And I was a little bit embarrassed with my response because I thought it was too sarcastic.
Okay.
But I was in Tesco's wearing my mask and there was a couple and we were in a queue and the bloke goes to me, "Oh, why are you wearing a mask like that?" And I just said, "Oh, have you not seen? There's been like this massive virus and that. It's killed like 4 million people. You should check. It's been on the news. Have you not seen?" And he just told me to fuck off. And then that was the end of the conversation.
But he instigated the conversation. And then when you gave him a response that his tiny brain couldn't comprehend, he got angry with you.
Yeah, he told me that he got a bit sweary, didn't he? He went to the effing and jeffing.
That is a great response. That is a great response.
I thought it was, but then with the more I think about it, the more I thought, oh my god, that is like that's too sarcastic.
It's asking for a knuckle sandwich.
He was asking for a knuckle sandwich.
Remember you were asking for a knuckle sandwich by doing that.
Really? Do you reckon would I have got punched in the face? Why would I have done that? Yeah, that's a bit. That would have been a bit harsh, wouldn't it?
Well, no, hang on a minute. I'm not saying he should have punched you in the face. These are the kind of people that you are dealing with. People who, when confronted with, an erudite, witty response, their brains implode, so they get fisty.
I guess I'm not too worried about a knuckle sandwich because I am so hard.
Right now.
Because of my muscles and that. Because of my big muscles, Ian.
I've got a great idea. Why don't you, for just £75 a week, advertise the Computer Game Show podcast on Radio Anywhere?
Because we're on there, aren't we? You know when they advertise your radio shows when you were on the radio?
Yes, sir.
What did you have to pay for them?
No, sir. That was,
well, then.
No.
All right. This is the business model.
Okay. But this is a new way. This is a new era in broadcasting. I'm breaking the rules, and anything is possible, including charging the people that are on the air.
It's one way of doing it, isn't it?
I watched.
You get a little money back.
I watched Matt last night. Was it last night? I'm a bit all over the place. Yeah, it was Sunday night, playing Mass Effect. By the way, David is right. The Computer Game Show is part of the schedule here. And at some point, by November the 8th, we can have a slot for it. I'm kind of feeling 7 o'clock in the evening for the Computer Game Show at the moment.
It should be a late one. There's a lot of naughty language, isn't there?
There is. We're going to mix it around, but I'm kind of, possibly then after one of these shows. I just put your show on when I want to hear it. I've been dragging it all over the schedule. I'm going to go for a drive. Here, let's just put the Computer Game Show on at 1 o'clock. So that
when are we supposed to start talking about when do we go? Hey, we're on that. go and download the app.
Well, you can mention it now. You can talk about it now, of course. Everyone else said, are we allowed to mention it? Yeah, of course you can. Okay. No, mention it now. November the 8th, we're going to have a schedule, and people will be able to look at it and go, oh, look, there's the computer game show. And I also like the idea. You mentioned that we could have the new ones, You mentioned that I could play the new ones out. That will be great. You know, maybe, I don't know, maybe 2-3 weeks after it's gone out, whatever you're comfortable with. And we put that as like, that's like a you know, we put that in a really good slot. It's like, here's the
new
episode.
Well, I told you, didn't I? We've been on a internet radio station before, and it was called Dash Radio.
Oh, this is
and,
great, yeah.
It was the weirdest thing, man. It was so weird. They emailed us out of the blue and said, we like your podcast. We want you to be part of Dash Radio. Beautiful. We're starting a video game channel. The Dash Radio is mainly, it was Lamborghinis, I think. They'd signed a deal with Lamborghini, so all Lamborghinis have access to Dash Radio on their dashboard, right?
What?
And yeah, and they were owned, or they were at least promoted by Snoop Dogg, amongst other people. And they said, we want you to be part of it or whatever. They said they were getting 750,000 downloads, not downloads, live listeners on their gaming channel, which obviously they weren't. I mean, that's ridiculous. Not one person emailed in to say they listened on Bash Radio, right?
Yeah.
But that's what they told us. And then they said, do you want us to play out? We'd like you to play out your podcast on our station. So we said, yeah, of course. You know, it's a good bit of exposure, all that. And then about 6 months later, they said, yeah, you're going to have to keep it to 2 hours. You're going to have to stop going over 2 hours with your podcast because it's screwing up our schedule.
Yeah.
And we said, right, we're not going to do that, because we don't want to do that, you know. and then they said, okay, no problem at all. And then they asked another 3 times for us to cut it down. And then they sent us a contract. Before they sent us the contract, they sent us an email saying we're not allowed to use their car park. I mean, they were based in America, but we never get to use their car park.
It's good to know in case you'd gone over there to visit them and hired a Lamborghini or something.
I know. And then they sent us a contract to sign. And when I read through it, it was all like, oh, yeah, we own the rights to all the shows that put out on it. And I just went, well, we're not signing this. This is madness. And then they just kicked us off. off of the station.
I do get the thing about the hours, because now I'm having to put things in slots. And things like, well, this is one hour 47, and it's not just you, but it's primarily you. And then this one's 2:26. Like, what the fuck do I do with this? What do I do with this? You know, I've got this whole thing. Hey, this radio station.
Car parking, and yes or no.
You can use my drive. Yes. This, you know, this radio station is about breaking the rules, and we can make our own rules. But actually, can we keep things to 2 hours long, please, guys? For fuck's sake, I really enjoyed Matt. Streaming last night, and it, I mean, it was a difficult wank, but especially when he did the thing where he put his face, his eyes behind the character of the game. That was terrifying.
Matt's a great streamer. I really like it when he streams. He hasn't streamed for a long time, but he's back to it now every Sunday night. But yeah, no, it's always something I've struggled with, streaming. I've never really got on with it. But Matt, Sean, and even James, like, James is the most lo-fi streamer on the face of the planet. As you said before, like, he just moans about it constantly. But yeah. It's, I like it when those guys stream.
When are you going to do some streams? We want to see you, David. We want to see you.
My problem is that I get home and then it's all about the kids, and then I could have streamed tonight, but I'm so tired and grumpy that I thought I don't really want to do it.
Okay.
It's different being on camera, isn't it? Are you finding it like easier to just switch
This is so much easier. It's a whole different persona. I'm getting to play around. It's like when I was at LBC, I had a persona, and at Absolute, I had a persona, different one. And at Three Counties, I had a different one. And this is like, now I've got all of my hats lined up in front of me, and I'm able to pick, right, I'll have the LBC hat for a few minutes. Oh, hang on a minute, let's put that down. Let's pick up the early talk radio hat. I'm finding this so much easier. I really miss being on the radio, David. I really miss it.
Yeah, I mean, I get that. It's a completely different vibe. I mean, I love the Twitch shows, and I still do. You know, I tune in whenever I can. But it's a completely different vibe, and I've found that whenever I've tried to do Twitch, it feels like such an effort. And it is literally because you're so conscious that you're on camera. I find that's what I find, and it just knackers me out. Whereas when we do the podcast, you know, we're going to, like, as you say, like between two and 3 hours, which will never change. And and even like I can do that and come away from it thinking, actually, yeah, that was quite fun. But I've never come away from a Twitch stream thinking I enjoyed it. So I don't know. It's weird. It's completely different.
I still think it's Twitch. Twitch, I think, a con artist. Taking 50% off of the artist. I know we had kind of a sweet deal with them for a year, and now we're just punters. But taking 50% off of the talent is, I think, an outrageous amount of money. And, you know, we come away going, wow, we made £13 today. I just think Twitch is fucking outrageous, and
it's weird how they can suddenly just decide one week, okay, yeah, now we're making the subs cheaper.
Yeah.
Right. Okay. So the money that all the subscribers we got, that's worth less than what it was last month, is it? Just because you wanted to do that. It's stuff like that where you just think, how is that helping anyone? it's a weird platform, that. But
do you want to make a funny noise or something to end this phone call before I cut you off?
Yeah, one sec.
Okay, we're cutting off. There we go. It's as simple as that. I miss Dave. Let's call my friend Dave up.
Yeah, man, it's the ringing of the bell.
We're getting to the end of the. Getting to the end.
Evening,
David. How you doing, David?
Yeah, all right. I'm in the queue for a McDonald's at the moment. So,
Boy, what are you going to have?
Quarter pounder with cheese meal, I think. That's all I'll have.
My boys had a thing called a double Big Mac the other day.
Yeah.
That's obscene.
I don't like the look of that. I think that could be quite messy, frankly.
I'm having to cut down. I was doing so well. Over lockdown, I got up to about 16.4, 16.5. And then recently I've been as low as... I was hovering around 14.8, 14.10. And then just the last, like, week, I've gone over 15 for the first time in 7 or 8 months. And I'm now, like, 15.3. And it's because I'm not walking and because I'm feeling miserable, so I'm eating. And so today, I'm knocking that on the head. No more Mackie D's. Did I go for a walk? No, I didn't, because my car broke down, so I had to get that sorted out. But I need to get back down. I want to get sub 15 stone, please. Please.
So next time we meet for lunch, it's, lettuce leaf and a...
Lettuce leaf and a stick of celery, and I don't like celery, so I won't be eating it, so that makes it even better.
Well, it's my turn to pay, isn't it, so...
Oh, in that case, we're going to go to Salt Bay's. You seen that Salt Bay bullshit?
No. Oh, the gold-plated burger
it's
company.
It's obscene, man. You know, people are eating out of food bags. It's obscene. Anyway.
Yeah, I don't know who that's for, apart from people who,
It's got to be for coked-up businessmen who won't actually be that hungry.
Yeah, and they put it on expenses.
It's got to be that, isn't it? It's got to be that.
Imagine putting on expenses. Yeah, I took a client for dinner. Where'd you go? Oh, this place, Salt Bay's. Oh, that's fine, yeah. I can't see who that's for. And
or that we could just go and get something from Leon's and pay off half the mortgage, maybe. Okay, yeah, let's do that.
I just wonder what you'd do if you went, I'm not paying, mate. What are you gonna
You're going to have to clean a lot of dishes.
I guess so, but... didn't have that video of the bloke sort of cutting up sort of steak at the table and like feeding it to some guy like he was a dolphin. Oh. I just thought it was just the weirdest thing.
Jeez, I
just went there, phone up and say hello, and
nice to hear your voice.
Dave
is my one of my buddies when I'm feeling, let's say it, suicidal. Dave is one of the people I get in touch with. We seem to have a little mutual life-saving thing, which is good.
I'm looking at rope. I just wanted to phone you up.
Yeah, it's that's, you know, and it's good to have some. It's good, and I have Catherine, and I have tend not to talk about it directly with recovery people until I've come down a bit, or the Samaritans. But it's nice to have a man that I can talk to about it. And I think there is a difference in a world where white middle-aged men do not get a voice. No, none of that. But it's nice for me to have a man that I can say, I'm struggling with it, man. It's healthy.
Yeah. Well, I always appreciate it. And it's, I say, as you know, my dog died last week. So.
Yeah. That's tough, man. That's really tough.
You know, pissed off, but, you know, but I'm listening to, I listen to the show on my way home from London. So, yeah. Hope you had a good night. I caught most of the show, so it's all good.
Yeah, thank you, man. I've enjoyed
including the prick, obviously.
He was weird. He's called in before.
He has, yeah.
I think it's...
I always see people who phone up and tell jokes or want to hide into nothing and just
jokes, especially jokes about stabbing women. I mean,
yeah,
okay,
you can
say it was a joke, and I know it was a joke, but you wouldn't address the point that some people would find that very offensive. I found it offensive, you know, and don't do jokes.
It says a lot about the teller, doesn't it, I think.
It really does, and then the fact that he got so aggressive, that I didn't find his joke about stabbing a woman funny. That speaks volumes about him.
You know that? You ever see that film, The Aristocrats, about the joke that everyone tells?
I lasted about 30 minutes and I was like, okay,
yeah, so
I got it.
Someone came up with a good point, which is that, oh, it's got to have this, that, and it. It's got to have, you know, certain sex, you know. And so I said, no, that you've put that in. That says more about you than it does about the joke, but the fact you've got to put that stuff in because you find that stuff funny. So, you know.
People, man. I've had enough of people. Dave, thank you very much.
Have a good night.
Tutty bye. So we're coming to the end. We're going to have another 13 minutes. And then what I want to do is I'm going to play you an episode of the Muggy Bonehead Show, which is going to go through the night and is wonderful. It is a surreal, psychedelic mess. It's like taking acid. But on acid. I love that line. I came up with that line. And it's music and it's stuff. And I'm hoping it will kind of get you off to sleep and have very strange dreams. I think what I would like to do, I need to go through all of the absolute stuff that I've got. And what I'd like to do is kind of play that out chronologically. Yes?
You do know that joke is trending on TikTok and Twitter and it's for kids.
Why don't you just accept the fact that I didn't find your joke funny? I don't know why it's so important for you to
It's a joke, Ian. It's a joke.
You won't have a conversation about it. You'll just keep repeating your agenda. So I don't want to talk to you about it. Okay. I'll ask the question that I asked before and let's see if you have the decency to answer it this time. Do you accept that some people might be upset at the subject matter of that joke?
No, because...
Okay, well, fuck off then. Fuck off then, you prick. You're an unfunny prick. You did a funny thing once about pizzas, and that was funny 3 years ago, and we laughed, and now you're doing a really horrible joke, in inverted commas, small j, written in italics, that some people will find offensive. I found it offensive, right? And I just think with what's been going on in the news recently, you still think that that's acceptable? That's not an acceptable joke. That's not an acceptable joke. And I don't care if it's been on TikTok. And TikTok isn't necessarily for kids, by the way. But I don't care where it's been. That joke is unpleasant. And let's put the joke to one side. Why is it so important to get my approval? That's what it's about, right? That's what all of this is about. Why is it so important that I approve of what you've said? And I think that you really need to think about that. You won't. Maybe you don't have the capacity. Maybe it will be too painful for you to look at that. But I do think it will be really healthy for you. Why you're so upset that I didn't like a joke that you told me. Why are you so upset about that? And you might phone back and go off on a tangent and deflect. And that's okay. I mean, it's boring and it's there's no relevance to me whatsoever. But it'd be interesting, wouldn't it, to think about why it's so important for you to get my approval. And you can just phone up and go, oh, it's a joke. It's just a joke. Okay, it's not about the joke, is it? It's not about the joke. It's about the reaction to the joke from me. That's the important thing. That's the important thing. Here he is now. He'll say, it's just a joke.
Listen, Roy, I don't want your approval. Why would I want your approval?
You seem very adamant to keep saying that you don't want my
approval. Why do you make it all about yourself?
I'm willing to have a conversation, or do you just want to talk?
Well, stop making it all about yourself and we'll have a chat. Go on.
I don't think...
By the way, 3 years ago about pizza, that wasn't me, so I ain't got a clue what you're on about there.
Okay, well, so then you've never done a funny joke then. Okay, fine. Well, then we know what we're dealing with. That joke is offensive. Some people in the chat are saying that joke is offensive. So whether you accept that it can be perceived as offensive or not is irrelevant because people have found it offensive. It's misogynistic.
Okay.
I thought you wanted to hear what I was saying, but you keep talking. No, I'll shut up. You do your bit and then we'll finish the show. Where you go? I won't talk anymore.
So have you never said a sensitive joke ever on your radio show or Twitch or anything? You never said like a simple joke.
Not about a woman being stabbed. Not about a woman being stabbed. No.
It's not about a woman getting stabbed.
It literally starts off with the line about a woman being stabbed.
It's a joke, Ian. It's not bloody real life, is it? It's a joke.
I'm not suggesting that you... I thought you wanted to chat. You carry on. I will learn my lesson.
See, that's all you do is cut people and overspeak people. When you lose an argument, that's all you do. But go on. Stop being quiet and go on. Go on. Call that in. We ain't going on.
If I thought you were interested in what I was going to say, I would speak. But
yeah, I'm interested. No, I'm waiting for you to chat.
If I thought you were interested in what I was about to say, I would talk. But I've tried it about 10 times, and you've interrupted every single time. So I'm not talking.
Go on. I'm not talking. Go on.
If I thought you were interested in what I was going to say, I would put it forward. But I've tried it. And I've been interrupted 10 or 11 times.
I've literally given you the time to talk.
If I thought you were interested in what I was going to say...
Oh, my God.
If I thought you were interested...
Because you can't say anything back to it. You're trying to be smart about it. And carry on. Talk. I'm giving you the chance. Talk.
If I thought you were interested in what
I was going to... I won't say nothing from now. Go.
If I thought you were interested in what I was going to say, I would talk. But I've been interrupted 15 times now, so I'm not going to bother.
Can talk. I'm giving you the chance to talk. You just won't because you know you ain't got a comeback. You've lost this one, ain't you, Ian? A bit disappointing, ain't you? Would you?
You're the one calling with a withheld number all the time.
Ooh. You've lost this one, ain't you? Don't like it, do you?
It's not important for me to win against you.
You don't like it, do you? Are we still alive, or have you cut me off?
It seems important for you to win against me. It's not important for me to win against you.
I bet you cut me off, didn't you? I bet we're just having this chat off the radio because I'll make you look stupid. Is that right? See? You can't talk, can you? I'm giving you a chance to talk and you can't talk. Oh, disappointing you, Ian. You can't come back, can you? Try and have a talk, me, saying I'm not giving you opportunity to talk. But I've gave you plenty of opportunities to talk. Are you going to talk?
On nights like this, when the world's a bit amiss and the lights go down across the trailer park, I get down. Check out Queen until I head home and I put myself to bed.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.